Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened here tonight.
All right, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we are turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on our first show of the of our eighth season here in 2019? Who do you like this week? Who's done some great stuff?
We love doing this, Chris, and we've told our listeners before that if we peak somebody that we've said in the past, not a big mistake, because these guys deserve to be brought up more than once. But I'm going to bring up one guy that was a nominee for the Man of the Year award last year, and he plays for the Houston Texans, Whitney Mercilus, Chris, the pass rusher. I mean, he's going into his eighth year, I believe, all with Houston. Very good player. This is a guy that's had 12 sacks in a season and has had a great career so far. But it seems to me, Chris, that when he got to Houston and settled there, and he loves the area, he decided that I'm going to decide to do something good off the field too. And now he's got relatives in Haiti. And once that they had that natural disaster back in 2010, the earthquake in Haiti, and he had family members there at the time. And he kind of, that's another thing that kind of hit him hard. And he said because of that, he learned to help people and wanted to give back and help the less fortunate. And that's what he's done. And he's got his own foundation. He calls it With Mercy. And it's all pretty much aimed at kids, Chris, that have disabilities and special needs, and also catering to their families. And also he does a lot, as we've already said, about disaster relief. But just a few of the things he's done. I mean, he does a lot of things in June. He did something called the Cocktail for a Cause. It's a back-to-school event. So he's very big in the schools. He'll go into schools a lot of times and talk to the kids how to recognize and remove bullying from their schools and their neighborhoods. He's big on that. But again, going back to his disaster in Haiti with his family members, when Houston had their own disaster back in 2015, there was flooding there. He got right on the bandwagon and started donating to the Red Cross. Himself personally, Chris, delivering food, water, and supplies to people throughout that area. And he's just continued things like this. And again, this is a guy going into his eighth year in the league. Houston is an area that's been hit with various things over the years. But again, the Texans were very proud to name him as their honoree last year, or the Walter Payton Man of the Year. And we're just very glad we could recognize him tonight. Whitney Mercilus of the Houston Texans.
Ah, great story, Bob. Doing great things. That's fantastic. Bob, this week I'm going to put my spotlight on Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank for something he's just done. As we've talked about in our thoughts and prayers, again, continue to go out to the folks in the Bahamas and all along the eastern coast, and that are being affected by Hurricane Dorian. But you look at a guy like Arthur Blank, who has immediately stepped up and given $500,000 to relief efforts. $250,000 of which is going to go to World Central Kitchen to provide meals and water to affected families there in the Bahamas. The other $250,000 is going to Direct Relief to provide medical supplies to remote parts of the island through local hospitals and health clinics. So I want to give kudos to Arthur Blank for immediately getting involved in supplying money that's going to go to meals and medicine to help people in the Bahamas. And I also want to give a shout out, Bob, to the Falcons CEO, Steve Cannon. I had an opportunity to sit down with him last month, along with my brother-in-law, Clay Shepard. We sat down and we had the opportunity to talk to Steve during the Falcons Military Appreciation Day that they had during training camp. And we talked to Steve about his military career. He attended West Point and then went on to be a first lieutenant in the U.S. Army and was stationed over on the West Germany-Czech Republic border, happened to be there when the Cold War ended. From there, he went on to become CEO. He joined Mercedes-Benz there over in Germany, eventually working his way up to being CEO of their North America division here in the States. And then also, just happened to be, and it's interesting, please go check it out. We've got the whole interview up on our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. You can also find it on a lot of the podcasting sites, our good friends at Podbean. But was in the right place at the right time. to get the CEO job for Arthur Blank Group LLC. So that's the sort of the overarching company that owns the Falcons. They also own Atlanta United, the soccer team here in Atlanta. They also own our friends on the golf side, the PGA Tour Superstore. So Steve obviously has a passion for giving back and assisting military veterans and their families. He and his classmates from West Point started a fund to help support some of the other military families that they had been, kind of connected to through their classmates and through different times or, different units within the military. So they started a fund for that. He also supports an organization called Children of Fallen Patriots that helps kids who have lost a parent in the line of duty. They help those kids with scholarships to go on to college. So a lot of really great stuff coming out of the Atlanta Falcons organization, Bob. So kudos to those guys for the great work that they are doing to help in this relief effort, the things that they are doing for our military families. Also want to give a shout out quickly to Allison Blue with the Falcons that helped set up the interview. She's been fantastic as well. But a lot of great work there, Bob. So I put my spotlight on both Arthur Blank and Steve Cannon.
Those are tremendous stories also, Chris. And again, it seems like these days there's more natural disasters than ever and people hurting and everything. And somebody might come back with the fact that, oh, the guys you mentioned, they have the means to do that. Well, the problem is, Chris, not all guys that have the means do it, right? So these guys,
right,
something motivates them to do the right thing. And they're giving a lot of money that's going to help a lot of people. And God bless them for doing that. And you know that these kind of people are always there to step up in these times. And we have the honor of bringing it up is great things. And that's why we save it for the end of the show. It's great stuff, Chris.